AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Coronavirus pandemic era restrictions end next week at the U.S.-Mexico border. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says 1,500 troops will be headed to the border.
In light of the changes on May 11th and the anticipated surge, DHS did reach out and request this support.
A surge of migrants is expected at the border. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
These personnel will be performing administrative tasks like data entry and warehouse support. They will not be performing law enforcement functions or interacting with immigrants or migrants. This will free up Border Patrol agents to perform their critical law enforcement duties.
The coronavirus restrictions allowed U.S. officials to turn away tens of thousands of migrants crossing the southern border. One sign read, "No contract, no content." The first Hollywood strike in 15 years has TV and film writers picketing for better pay outside major studios. Sean Crespo is on strike in New York.
It's just a pile of abuses that have, you know, you can't address them every day. They only negotiate once every few years. So these things have piled on. Like there's too much work and not enough pay. Like there's not really a path to middle class living anymore as a writer.
The immediate impact of the strike means late night TV shows will be in reruns. A prosecutor says a former Memphis police officer who hit Tyree Nichols with a stun gun during a traffic stop that preceded Nichols' brutal beating by other officers won't be charged criminally. Nichols died 3 days after the beating. French media reports Paris Saint-Germain suspended Lionel Messi for 2 weeks after the World Cup champ took an unauthorized trip to Saudi Arabia. Upon further review, this year's Super Bowl ended up setting a record. Nielsen released a revised number, 115.1 million, for Fox Sports' broadcast of the Kansas City Chiefs' victory over the Philadelphia Eagles in February. This is AP News. The Surgeon General declares loneliness an epidemic. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
About half of U.S. adults say they've experienced loneliness, a growing health problem exacerbated by the pandemic that increases the risk of premature death by nearly 30%. That's according to an 81-page report from the office of Dr. Vivek Murthy. The Surgeon General has declared loneliness a public health epidemic as a way to raise awareness, although that won't unlock any funding or federal programming. The report says isolation also increases the risk of stroke, heart disease, depression, anxiety, and dementia. In an AP interview, Murthy says there's no substitute for in-person interaction. And it's not right. Millions of Americans struggle in the shadows with a feeling like hunger or thirst that the body sends us when something we need for survival is missing. The report suggests that technology companies roll out protections for children on social media and calls on organizations to help boost the country's connectedness. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.